New Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio, Friday edition with Mark Dankoff. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, it's great to be on, and I've got some pretty good introductory material, especially thanking a couple of people out there who keep me supplied with free literature to research all of the different things that we do. So, and then we've got, of course, we never are short of news stories on this hour segment, and of course through the day. We'll pop up some new ones there at National Bugle Radio. We made some additional entry last evening, and of course we'll get that absolutely up to speed today if there's something out there. Here's a great one from RT, by the way, just for people, the audience, to get warmed up. President Duterte in the Philippines says he used to be gay, but he cured himself. That's at RT. Tremendous story. We will, of course, get that posted at nationalbugle.com.
Well, I wonder.
And it shows the president in front of a rainbow flag.
That's very interesting. He doesn't really seem like the type of person who used to be gay. And he also doesn't seem like the type of person who would be able to survive any Duterte cure, because I think most of the Duterte cures have to do with summary executions.
Yes. Well, in this particular case, thankfully, the president has cured himself. He is not executed himself. That's we're glad to hear that.
Well,
certainly.
Well, maybe.
But this is at RT, folks.
Maybe he'll be able to if Mayor Pete does get elected. Maybe he can do something with Mayor Pete.
Well, that's right. But by the way, Pete is, as near as I can tell from Fox News a couple of days ago, among the top five or six contenders for the Democrat nomination, is bringing up the rear, shall we say?
Oh, my gosh.
At 6%. Biden leads, folks. You get to determine just how good or bad that news is. But here we are, certainly in a situation where the crisis continues, and of course we've got at least one amazing news story from Fox News that I believe I posted at National Bugle that involves a resolution in the California Democratic Party, folks, that would basically indirectly blame the government of Israel for the synagogue shooting, the synagogue tragedy some weeks ago in Pittsburgh. So that's opening up all kinds of cans of worms.
And you know something?
On the Democratic Party.
I would blame the government of Israel for maybe 9/11, the Kennedy assassination, all sorts of things. Not really the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
I mean, yeah, exactly. That's a stretch, folks. Now, obviously, we have little to no use for Zionism on this show, or AIPAC, or the Council of Presidents of the Major Jewish American Organizations, or any of these other folks. I mean, we're open about that. But the Democrats in California are clearly barking up the wrong tree, I think, in saying that the government of Israel is indirectly responsible for the Pittsburgh shooting. And, of course, our old friend Bibi Netanyahu can read that story at Fox and see that he's being equated with all kinds of people on the so-called white nationalist right.
Okay.
And then, of course, that's a pretty wide spectrum in terms of who it is they're talking about.
I don't
about,
know, right? You know.
But there it is.
I don't know what kind of twisted logic they're using. Is it that Trump is bad and Trump is friends with Netanyahu and Trump caused the shooting, therefore Netanyahu caused the shooting? I don't know what twisted logic they're using there. Now,
it's like saying that when Trump had Peter Thiel, the openly gay Jewish tech artist, as a featured guest in prime the Republican National Convention in 2016, the gay Jewish head of Palantir Technologies, which has all kinds of links, of course, to the Zionist police state, but nonetheless implying that, you know, Trump must be gay if he had Peter Thiel up there up front. And therefore, since Trump is friendly with Netanyahu, Beebe must be queer too, because they both know Peter Thiel, right? This is about the extent of responsibility going on in the Democratic Party in the state of California. So on this one, Peter, we have to defend Netanyahu and his government. For once in our lives, they're guilty of a lot of heinous crimes that can be proven, past, present, and undoubtedly, sadly enough, future. But to say that they were indirectly responsible for this thing in Pittsburgh, we got to defend Beebe and the boys this time, strange as that makes us sound on this network.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if Beebe had ever been to that synagogue before. I don't know, but that synagogue was known. Okay, well, here's the thing. The Bauer guy, I think that was his name, who shot up the place, he had been complaining about that particular synagogue's association with the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, and the synagogue was well known for displaying banners promoting all sorts of Jewish causes like immigration. And that's why.
And if I'm not mistaken here, and I'm not trying to be flippant, folks, and nobody on this network and nobody on this radio show and people like Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg and David Duke, none of these people, including Slattery and Dankoff, would ever support premeditated murder of anybody, okay, including these poor people in Pittsburgh, where, as I'm remembering the story, it's a baptism taking that place.
A bris.
What's that?
A bris,
yes.
Which is a certain.
I was not trying to be funny. There,
ceremonial circumcision.
There was a bris taking place, a circumcision ceremony taking place that involved a Jewish gay couple's adopted child. So when you look at this is a tragedy. However much I disapprove of all of what is implied in what was going on in that synagogue, I certainly don't support premeditated murder. Neither does Dr. Slattery, any of the other mainstream people, responsible people on the American nationalist right. Now, having said that, it is absolutely incredible to me that these left-wing Jews, including the San Francisco attorney who is a citizen of Israel, promoting this lunacy in his own party in California, they did link people like Netanyahu and Trump to what happened in Pittsburgh. I mean, folks, I'd like to see what the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center are going to say about that kind of craziness, because nobody that I know in the intellectually oriented, responsibly oriented wing of the American nationalist movement would ever support a mass murder, no matter how much we disagree and disagree vociferously with some of these folks and however much we are their ideological enemies. And so we are being clear about that, at the same time that it seems strange to defend Netanyahu, who is a bona fide criminal and is a provable criminal in so many ways, but to fail to list the obvious criminality of Netanyahu and a series of Israeli governments since the foundation of the Zionist state, to fail to do that and then to turn around and to try and link Beebe and company to what happened in Pittsburgh, this is craziness.
Yeah, it is craziness. But I think, you know, if you're the California Democrats, there's no way that you can acknowledge that, even in a twisted and utterly unacceptable way, this Bauer guy was trying to strike back at the Jewish-led immigration. I mean, because it was,
yes.
I mean, he was specifically calling out the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. And I read in the paper, this is kind of unbelievable, I read in the paper one of the people from, that area saying, how can anybody be mad at Jews? We do such great things. Look at all the refugees we've brought here.
Yeah, look at all the people
that was a quote.
It was Palestine,
direct quote. I mean, they just have no idea. But if you're a California Democrat, and your whole state is now, immigrants, and your electorate is immigrants, the last thing you can do is acknowledge that there's any downside or any potential backlash to importing millions and millions of new people who are unwilling and unable to assimilate.
Yes. And before we get into many of the things I know that you want to discuss, perhaps including Mr. Trump's tariff that's coming up on Mexican goods to the tune of 5% of the first go-around in another week, as I understand it, I wanted to acknowledge several things on the air in the way of thank you. I got a book here a day or two ago in the mail from John Larson Shudlick in Fort Myers, Florida. It's entitled A History of Zionism, 1897 to 2020. He co-authored that. He is basically his publishing company published this book. The authors are Peter Arnold and Jorgen Lars Rasmussen. And this has a lot of very, very interesting stuff in it. And very, very fine research, and I'm going to go through this with a fine tooth comb. But thank you on the air to John Larson Shudlick for firing this off to me from Fort Myers, Florida. And on with every fine chapter in the book, as I've given it a first initial fast reading, here's one. You get to the title of this particular chapter toward the latter portion of the book entitled Jews in American Politics. Richard Brookhiser is quoted here at the top. The only difference between the Democratic National Committee and Reform Judaism is the holidays. So there's a lot of great stuff.
And I wonder even about that sometimes. You know,
right.
the public schools nowadays, they don't specifically call them Jewish holidays. They won't say this is Yom Kippur, but they will have teacher training days, or they'll have something in order to close down the schools during Jewish holidays.
Yes, and so if you want to contact John Larson Shudlick in Fort Myers, Florida, you may do so. And his particular book company, I will mention on the air if I can get to it in a hurry. This is a terrific book, by the way. The Critical Thinking Institute. This book has a Library of Congress number, published in 2019. John Shudlick, Shudlick, is available for contact there in Florida, in Fort Myers, and that's it's a fascinating little book with a lot of good information in it. I'll say one other thing about this book on the air, folks. There is a fantastic, as you go through all of the different things that are in this book. There's a chapter on Syria in here. And the big bold type at the top before you start the chapter says, "Poor Syria, poor Christians, Alawites, Shias, Druze, and everyone else, not a Wahhabic Sunni Muslim." So it's very obvious that both our book publisher, very fine book publisher at Critical Thinking Institute, John Larson Shudlick, and the authors of this book, The History of Zionism, have the inside scoop. And one other thing, two other things, Don Wassel, these last two editions of the Nationalist, which I have in front of me, including the latest one, The American Right and Duty to Bear Arms, there's a lot of terrific stuff. Every issue, times, you can also check him out online at the American Freedom Union. But of all the very fine, fine articles that are there, my good friend Dr. Adrian Krieg has one on Perpetual War, page 5, Paul Craig Roberts, of course, talks about Assange, who, as near as we can tell from the recent reports that we have been reading, John Stone is very, very seriously ill now in Britain, far more seriously ill than the mainstream media wants to acknowledge, in what is a horrific situation for Julian Assange. And then Gregory Conta's article, which I've seen online at the UNS Review, which is available in print at the Nationalist Times. The current edition is Charlottesville, Freedom's Last Stand. It's an outstanding piece. And I have 5 issues of E. Michael Jones' Culture Wars that I've done a speed read on through the first go-around. This weekend, I have to read Wassel's newspapers. I have to get through this very fine book on the history of Zionism. And then I have, of course, the book review that I owe Adrian Krieg. I'm going to do a book review on this new one, The History of Zionism. And I also owe a mutual friend of yours and mine, Dr. Slattery, a theological article. That's what I got on tap for this weekend in between helping my wife and my mother. One other thing, and then we've got to read this one on the air, folks. The Jerusalem Post. Now, of course, I do monitor them, but I would have missed this one this morning had Andrew Carrington Hitchcock not sent this both to Dr. Slattery and to me via our private electronic communication system. This is posted by the Jerusalem Post staff, and it's entitled, How to Recognize a Jew According to the Lebanese Parliament Speaker. Now, in this particular case, we are talking about one Nabi Berri, B-E-R-R-I, no relation to Halle Berry, the great African-American actress, as near as I can tell. But the Lebanese Parliament Speaker, Nabi Berri, apparently had no qualms about using an anti-Semitic slur in a meeting with Jewish-American politician Elliot L. Engel. We know who he is, don't we?
He is the head of which committee? Is it the Judiciary Committee he's the head of in the House of Representatives?
I double-check our fine or Democrat Jewish friend from New York, but I think so.
Yeah.
But he is, for some reason, meeting with the Lebanese Parliament Speaker. The Lebanese Parliament Speaker is is quoted by the Lebanese Al-Khouria. I'm probably butchering the pronunciation of that name, but folks, I know some German, not Arabic. But the quote, Berri is saying during his meeting with Elliot L. Engel, how to recognize a Jew. He's asking Engel if he knows how to recognize one. Well, get a load of this one, folks. This is in the Jerusalem Post today. If you...
Hey, you're breaking up just a little bit. If you what?
Yeah. How to recognize a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, if you see a pregnant woman, get close to her and toss a piece of gold near her or at... from his mother and gives the gold, you know he is...
Okay. I'm afraid we... You're just starting to break up. I want to try that one more time because it hasn't been so bad, but... With
the NSA is breaking us up here in San Antonio, folks. Let's try this one more time. This is the Lebanese Parliament Speaker, Nabi Berri. How am I coming in?
Okay.
The Jerusalem Post reports, courtesy of the Lebanese daily Al-Jumhuriya, that when Nabi Berri was meeting with the great and legendary Jewish-American Democrat from New York, Elliot L. Engel, Berri says to Engel, how do you recognize a Jew? If you see a pregnant woman, get close to her and toss a piece of gold near her or at her feet. And the fetus jumps out from his mother's womb and grabs the gold. You know he is a Jew. Now, this meeting took place several days ago and was meant to focus on negotiations between Israel and Lebanon on demarcating the maritime border between the two countries, which would impact oil and gas drilling rights in the Mediterranean. It's interesting that in this particular case, the Lebanese Parliament Speaker is not meeting with a representative of the Israeli government, American Zionist-occupied government of the United States, led by Elliot Engel in this case, in terms of these negotiations on oil and gas drilling rights in the Mediterranean. And, of course, obviously, I'm sure this meeting got off to a terrific launching. And, of course, the translation of this into English is provided for us by the Israeli-oriented Middle East MEMRI organization. And if you're not familiar with them, the Middle East Research Institute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the Middle East.
MEMRI, they're an Israeli-oriented organization, think tank, and translation service that falsely quoted Ahmadinejad when he was the prime minister of Iran, is saying that Zionism was going to be destroyed.
Is that to be confused with Israel is going to be wiped off the map?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Wiped off the map.
Okay.
And what the president, what Ahmadinejad said, was that Zionism would disappear naturally from the pages of history.
Yeah, the regime occupying Jerusalem.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are back. So, Mark, you've got some more stuff for us.
Well, not really. I just wanted to follow up on the Jerusalem Post story where Nabi Berri is quoted accurately or inaccurately by the Middle East MEMRI organization,
right.
Middle East Research Institute, which is known for providing all kinds of false translations.
And isn't it run by a former high-ranking Mossad official? And I think the wife of David Wormser, the...
I believe that is correct.
Israeli-born wife of David Wormser.
Yes.
Yeah.
So whether or not the Lebanese par speaker is being fairly translated here by Memory, M-E-M-R-I, and by the Jerusalem Post that works closely with Memory and with Israeli intelligence is an open question. But we went ahead and posted this, folks, via Russian via Kontakte, ultimately at nationalbugle.com, where someone who is in both of those says, in providing a little bit of editorial comment on the Jerusalem Post this morning, says, you can spot a Jew giving Trump, his Democratic challengers, and 99% of Capitol Hill individual briefcases with unmarked Federal Reserve shekels at a darkened exit from the Capitol South Metro stop at 0300 Eastern Time, 7 mornings a week. So at least in Washington, D.C., we're providing the Lebanese parliament speaker with a whole new set of insights as to at least how you spot such people walking down in Washington, D.C. Just head for the Capital South Metro stop at 3 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Time, Washington Time. When you see people of note that are being handed briefcases that have unmarked Federal Reserve shekels inside, and the exchange is made in a particularly dark place as one exits the Capital South Metro station stop, there, I believe, on C Street. That's how you recognize one in Washington. Yes, and with no further ado, we get on to the next story.
Okay. Do you have a next story, or do you want me to jump in with one?
Well, just...
I've been... Yeah?
It's on our big board.
Well, I was...
Just go ahead, jump in.
Okay, so a couple of days ago, I was talking about having perused the PeteForAmerica.com. It's Mayor Pete's website. You know, Mayor Pete, he's the candidate who gay married that dude. And
so, I, however, was reading the New Testament. I turned that website off at least 5 minutes before I went to bed. Go ahead.
Now, one of the things that was interesting to me, I wanted to see what his war policies were, because I've never heard him talk about anything. And he does say that we shouldn't be fighting permanent war. Okay, well, that's okay, all right. But mostly it's just this gobbledygook about a foreign policy to help America lead and shape a better world for our future. Next president will have to restore American credibility on the world stage.
And electing Mayor Pete, that would be the perfect way to restore our global credibility, folks.
Yeah, and establish a new and higher standard for the deployment of U.S. military force.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and the First Man. Okay.
If it was up to me, it would be the President of the United States and the dude he gay married. But
yeah, well, whatever. It would definitely restore our credibility in our fight for world Zionism, at least. I concede that point.
Okay, the next, and this is under security, immigration. Security means immigration and border policy that is compassionate and effective. And so pass comprehensive immigration...
That sounds really queer to me, but go ahead.
I know. Well, here it is. We must reclaim our nation's standing as a human rights leader by implementing common sense immigration reform that will secure our values. Not secure our border, secure our values. Our values, like, made
values,
like, yeah, like, wow. Dudes gay marrying each other. That's our values.
Murdering 60 million unborn kids and killing all kinds of innocent people in the Middle East because the Israeli lobby and Bibi want us to. I'm trying to go to war with Russia on behalf of the armaments industry.
Well, you know, there's that congressman.
NATO.
There's a congressman from California, Eric Swalwell. Now, that Swalwell, that's another name that is fodder for a lot of jokes, especially. It would be interesting to have him go up one-on-one against Mayor Pete. But anyway, Swalwell, he is full-on about all the Russia stuff, and he is the most anti-gun. He's really trying to make gun control his signature issue. Now, his signature issue so far has been hysterical and saying that we're at war with Russia because of hacked voting machines, which, of course, none of that happened. but we're at war with
Russia.
We need
to immigrate to the Philippines right now since President Duterte...
Hey, maybe when President Mayor Pete goes to the Philippines, he can get some treatment for that there, for the gay. All right.
That's right.
Well, we'll be right back.
When will we be back?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And we are back. So, yeah, we were just talking about the, well, speaking of Mayor Pete, I understand that you have an article about the Jewish pioneers of sexual degeneracy.
Well, folks, this wasn't my article. I tend to stay away from these kinds of controversies, except when I'm on international television and the Jerusalem Post is going nuts. But this is from Mike Walsh. And it was reposted by Charles Bousman of Insider, and it's entitled The Jewish Pioneers of Sexual Degeneracy in 1920s Berlin. Now, of course, this is not the only place where one can read about these things, but this is certainly a place where we can go to, talking about 1919 and Magnus Hirschfeld and Arthur Kronfeld, who founded the Institut for Sexual Wissenschaft, or the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. Both were active in the German Communist Party and were prominent members of Berlin's Jewish community. That's how this whole piece starts out. It's up on our big board, folks, under other news. Mike Walsh at Russia Insider, and this is going to give you history that certainly... If Jonathan, what is his name, Greenblatt and Abe Foxman of ADL are listening to the show while they're accompanying Kushner to a meeting in Israel,
And are they doing that? They are accompanying. I mean, you're not just joking about that. They are accompanying to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's not a joke, folks. That's for real. I guess they're probably going to meet up with Elliot Engel in Lebanon, maybe. I don't know. And hear some more jokes from the Lebanese parliament speaker. But at any rate, that's a joke, probably a bad one. But as we continue with the Walsh article in Russia Insider, he says a multitude of degenerate services were offered at the Institute, including the first surgical sex changes in modern history. Joe Biden is cheering in the background.
Oh, and are we talking about 1920s Germany?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know something?
Or we could be talking about Biden's America, either one. But
so those were the first, like, sex gender reassignment surgeries?
Apparently so, yes. The first in modern history.
Okay.
This is the sort of thing that Biden just loved when he... the Israeli media about such marvelous changes since the Obergefell decision.
I was just, you know, the past couple of weeks listening to the guys on the Tedious show on the Right Stuff Radio, and Mike Enoch has made a few references to this, that it was none other than whom he was describing as Uncle Adolf, who put an end to this transsexual gender reassignment surgery. And I guess actually there's something to it then, isn't there? Well?
There's absolutely something to it. And Lasha Darkmoon, who that's her pseudonym that she publishes under, has been writing about this for quite some time. You start researching under her name, with many of these same terms as it relates to Germany and the Weimar Republic, and a lot of stuff that is mirrored in this very fine Mike Walsh article at Russia Insider, it is going to appear. And reading about some of these great degenerate services that were being offered at the Institute für Sexualwissenschaft, or the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin, the two ringleaders, Hirschfeld and Kronfeld, both of them Jewish communists, active in the German Communist Party, prominent members of Berlin's Jewish community. They would have loved a Bolshevik takeover of Germany, undoubtedly.
Well, and it almost happened, of course, right? There was a Bolshevik takeover, I believe, of Bavaria and Saxony, only lasted about 6 months, though.
Of course, the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Joe Biden don't want us talking about any of this, but it's all right there. So here are some of the great changes that these Russian Jewish communists at this marvelous Institute for Sexual Wissenschaft introduced just in Berlin. So we've mentioned the first surgical sex changes in modern history, abortions, lectures, and quote-unquote sex counseling, room rentals, a large library of pornographic and erotic literature on every possible perversion. And we're not talking about Hugh Hefner's Playboy, folks. We're talking about, according to what Walsh has written here, I've substantiated this elsewhere, bestiality and pedophilia, and a museum of sex. A museum of sex these guys put together, featuring a wide array of, I apologize for reading this on the air, folks, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Krieg and I were talking about Martin Luther King's sex tapes on the air on Eurofolk Radio in England a few days ago, and Andy warned people, this might be the time, if you'd rather not hear it, I understand you might want to turn this off or turn it down, but here it is, a museum of sex featuring a wide array of homosexual fetish items, D-I-L-D-O-S, and so-called masturbation machines, etc. There is a picture of this museum that accompanies Walsh's article on Russia Insider. It hosted tens of thousands of visitors each year, including school class field trips. Hirschfeld was a notorious sodomite, popularly known in the Berlin gay scene by his cross-dresser name, Tante Magnesia, Tante Magnesia, whatever. Let's try to forget his cross-dressing name. He founded a committee for gay rights. He wrote and published many degenerate books and journals, including, here you go, folks, the yearbook for intermediate sexual types. Now, where else but from Mike Walsh and Mark Dankoff could you get this kind of information? Because seriously, I am reviving my theological German for my last graduate degree, and I'm in the midst of thesis study of things in the 16th century that had nothing to do with this trash. But nonetheless, here's a great translation into German of the Yearbook for Intermediate Sexual Types. Jahrbuch für sexuelle Zwischenstufen. Okay, Zwischenstufen. Sexuelle Zwischenstufen is what? Intermediate sexual types. In fact, where else could you hear this, folks? Hirschfeld is the sinister figure that coined the term transvestite, and he campaigned to end the Berlin Police Department's arrest of cross-dressers and prostitutes. And then, of course, Mike Walsh has a graphic here, or Russia Insider, one of the two, about book burning in Germany. What were the books that were being burned? We see these films, right? And all these terrible Nazis and all these German neo-fascists burning books. One supposes that Hirschfeld's entire library was probably one of the first torched. But at any rate, Hirschfeld also organized the first Congress for Sexual Reform, which led to the formation of the World League for Sexual Reform, with conventions held in Copenhagen, 1828, London, 1929, Vienna, 1930, and Bruno, 1932.
I think, is that in Czechoslovakia? I have the feeling it is.
Okay. That's why I wouldn't know anything about it. Now, in short, now this is where Mike Walt really gets into the heart of things, folks. Here's where Mike really becomes unacceptably politically non-correct. Hirschfeld, this is Mike Walsh here at Russia Insider, was the quintessential Hebraic culture killer who Adolf Hitler explained thus, quote, and in what mighty doses this poison was manufactured and distributed naturally, the lower the moral and intellectual level of such an author of artistic products, the more inexhaustible his fecundity. Sometimes, Hitler says, it went so far that one of these fellows, acting like a sewage pump, would shoot his filth directly in the face of other members of the human race. It was a terrible thought, and yet it could not be avoided, that the greater number of Jews seemed specially designed by nature to play this shameful part. Now, Hitler referred to Hirschfeld as the most dangerous Jew in Germany. And these quotes, unfortunately, come from Mein Kampf. Now, again, you go through the rest of this. This is gets into questions about what were these books that were being burned in these films that we have seen of these book burnings in Germany. This gets into who's being censored and for what reasons. And the interesting thing here, Hirschfeld did meet with a nice end. He was on an international speaking tour lecturing on sexuality when apparently his own library got torched. He never returned to Germany. Now, get ready, folks. Let's make sure the tears well up in your eyes when you listen to this. He never returned to Germany and died in exile 2 years later. In October of 1941, just before Pearl Harbor and the American entry into the war for world Zionism, in October of 1941, co-founder of the Institute, Kronfeld, committed suicide in Moscow at the approach of German troops. So there you have it. This originally appeared in something called The Ethnic European, and it was picked up by Bausman's Russia Insider. That's Mike Walsh, the Jewish pioneer of sexual degeneracy in 1920s Berlin. Mm. And, of course, we have this very, very ugly and sad history up there on the nationalbugle.com big board under other news. So, and we've still got some other great and sickening stuff to tell you about, including the Martin Luther King tapes.
So before we move to that, this guy, what you could think of him as the, I guess, the fairy godfather of gender. The fairy godfather of...
No, come on. That's homophobic.
Of gender reassignment surgery. Now...
Yes.
Well, okay. You've heard the term Democrats are the real racists. Well...
Yes.
I'm going to propose to you that Jewish cultural Marxists are the real homophobes. Because what this gender reassignment surgery is doing, the people who undergo it, I think their life expectancy post-surgery is probably only a few years. If they don't die of complications from having their, the area between their rectum and the stump of their amputated penises, they bore a hole into it, which a giant wound that's not allowed to heal. It's sometimes like the hole goes too far and cuts into the colon and becomes basically a second rectum and is infected and smelling horribly and rotting. And the people, if they don't die from complications, the suicide rates are off the charts. It's like 30% suicide rate, something like this. So, I mean, if you think you're supporting the LGBTQ community by going along with this stuff, I don't know. I mean, if you wanted to get rid of these people, you'd be promoting it because the massively high suicide rates. So, yeah. Okay, how about, so speaking of sexual degeneracy, Martin Luther King.
Oh, this is great. Well, I tell you, never accuse us folks. We get away from World War III and from unconstitutional police state surveillance in the United States once in a while and get into some stories you just can't get unless you're listening to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock and Adrian Krieg on Eurofolk Radio on Mondays, and then, of course, you might be exposed to some of it. Now, this gets into statues, folks.
Statues.
How many of you out there are not only outraged that Robert E. Lee's statues are being taken down anywhere in the country, it seems, by all of these Marxist zealots, and yet, of course, Martin Luther King statues not only have to exist, we not only have to have a national holiday for Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. but his statues need to come up in new numbers now.
And I think this begs the question, would you rather live on Lee Highway or Martin Luther King Boulevard? Where would you want to spend your time?
Well, clearly I would on Lee Highway. I'd rather it be Martin Luther Highway, as in Martin Luther of the Protestant Reformation. But since I can't have that, I'll go with Lee. But here we go, folks. There are three absolute musts on nationalbeagle.com. You can thank me for posting all these things to make sure that everyone who listens to the Republic Broadcasting Network and National Bugle Radio is totally informed on the real stories. Now, Jack Newman from the UK Daily Mail has the MLK tapes. The MLK tapes, we've got that up on the big board. FBI recordings accuse Martin Luther King of watching and laughing while a pastor raped a woman, having 40 extramarital affairs, King. And these tapes in the U.S. archives are locked, says this author. Now, when we look at who this author is... Folks, this is not just any author. If you get into this whole question of who this author is, this guy is a liberal, leftist, progressive himself. He once won a Pulitzer Prize. A Pulitzer Prize, folks, for his biography of King. And as you look at this whole issue, it's not like this book was written by someone with an axe to grind against King. This guy came at this whole project with a pro-King, pro-American civil rights, pro-progressive, pro-Bernie Sanders Socialist Workers Party type orientation, in truth, if not absolutely fair in fact. Now, Rod Dreher of the American Conservative. Rod is an Orthodox Christian, folks. And even Rod Dreher is commenting on these MLK tapes. And not only the story from the Daily Mail we've got up on the big board, but from the Times of London. Now, again, the journalist is David Garrow, G-A-R-R-O-W, who won a Pulitzer Prize in 87 for his biography of King. This is the guy that has unearthed previously classified FBI documents showing that King was genuinely sexually depraved. These are Rod Dreher's words at the American Conservative.
By the way, those are pretty much the exact same allegations that King's very close associate, maybe best friend, Ralph Abernathy, made in a book he published about 30 years ago, just before he passed away.
Yes. So Ralph Abernathy knew the truth, folks, and published it. William Sullivan, and there's a name that opens up a can of worms on all kinds of issues.
Let's open up that can on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake?
We are back, the National Bugle Radio with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff, brought to you by Coast Certified, the great app. We'll be talking about that more next week. But let's open up a can of worms.
Okay, I'll just read two things. Rod Dreher, folks, this is a profoundly pietistic, careful, sincere, Orthodox Christian believer whose article on the Obergefell decision talking about the ramifications of that decision is something that Time Magazine published and is available online. It talks about Dreher's observation that an Orthodox Christian, and it seems to me that whether you're using that more narrowly in terms of what we think of as Eastern Orthodoxy, or whether you're a traditional Christian of one of the Western groups, that we all living from now on in exile in our own land, Dreher wrote in 2015 after the Obergefell decision, when it comes to this kind of cultural Marxism. But at any rate, Rod Dreher is an incredibly charitable, decent, careful man. And yet he notes, and Hitchcock made sure to read on the air, we're going to try and be a little more careful with RBN, but it's all there if you read what's on nationalbugle.com. King was joking to his friends, and this is on tape apparently, that, and William Sullivan, the assistant director of the FBI, noted this in 1964 in secret memos, that King was joking to his friends that, quote, he had started the International Association for the Advancement of PUSSY Eaters. Now, Andrew read this whole thing on the air in England. There was agreed with dead silence, of course, by all of King's advocates. And as you think about this whole thing, with all of what Garrow, the biographer, goes on to say that he discovered about King's reckless sexual adventuring, that Garrow admitted last week, according to Rod Dreher, that he had no idea of the scale or the ugliness of King's philandering until he saw these declassified FBI files. Now, this is David Garrow, folks, the definitive biographer of King, Pulitzer Prize winner. Quote, I always thought there were 10 to 12 other women, not 40 to 45. But now, in this Me Too age of revulsion for sexual harassment and assault, using Dreher's very fine terminology here, evidence of King's indifference to rape, quote, now we're back to Garrow, Garrow's quote here, poses so fundamental a challenge to his historical stature as to require the most complete and extensive historical review possible. Now, I joked on the air in England that this is where David Duke and some of the folks that came to Charlottesville just wanting to protest, illegally protest, they had a permit, folks, to protest the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee from a public park in Charlottesville. Maybe they need to regather there again. Go to the college campus there and ask these kids what they think of all of these MLK statues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this gets into something that Michael Mosbacher,
and we got about 30 published. Seconds.
Standpoint, UK magazine. Michael Mosbacher says, when the sexual mores of cardinals, presidents, writers, and film directors and producers have all been exposed, why is it that the questioning the behavior of a civil rights icon is still beyond the pale? Is not the whole point of the Me Too movement that no one, regardless of their status or position, should be above examination of their personal behavior? Martin Luther King is the closest the U.S. has to a saint in this secular age, a figure of universal, at least publicly professed reverence. Is not that not all the more reason for subjecting him to scrutiny, however great his contribution to the creation of a more tolerant society? Folks, let's have that question next. In the first televised Democratic presidential primary debate, and ask, what about these King statues, folks? What's going on here? What's your position?
There you go. Well, I know what his position is. Well, I know what Mayor Pete's position is. It's going to be bent over. But
if it comes down to King or Mayor Pete, I'm voting for King.
Well, somebody's got to ask Kirsten Gillibrand. But that's all the time we've got. Thank you so much, Mark, for coming on the show. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877-877. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This